The Legacy of Arniston House by T.L. Hoochoo. Read by Kimberly Mandindo. For Rejeko Hoochoo. Principal Magical Institutions. Colton Hill Library, incorporating the Library of the Dead. These are Scotland's premier magical libraries, both located under Colton Hill in Edinburgh city centre. Together, they house an impressive collection of magical texts and books. There is an entrance by the pillars of the National Monument of Scotland on the summit of the hill. Alternatively, there's a further entrance via David Hume's mausoleum in the old Colton burial ground. Those who don't practice magic are strongly advised against visiting, as punishments for trespass are reportedly disproportionately severe. Elgin, the, a term mostly used by the alumni of the Edinburgh School. See Colton Hill Library, incorporating the Library of the Dead. Extraordinary Committee, the, an organ within the Society of Skeptical Inquirers charged with checking the powers of the Secretary. It consists of two heads of the four magic schools in Scotland, plus two board members of the Society, and one ordinary member drawn by lottery. General Discoveries Directorate, an independent division within the Society of Skeptical Inquirers. It supports the Secretary of the Society, currently Sir Ian Callender, in his role as Scotland's Discoverer General. Our Lady of Mysterious Ailments, an exclusive holistic healing and therapy clinic on Collinton Road, Edinburgh. Clients include aristocrats, celebrities, and the cream of Edinburgh society. Royal Society of Sorcery and the Advancement of the Mystic Arts. England's foremost magical society claims to trace its origins to the mythical wizard Merlin, though contemporary scholars date its formal establishment to the late 17th century. Society of Skeptical Inquirers, Scotland's premier magical professional body. It is headquartered in Dundas House on St Andrew Square in Edinburgh's New Town. Principal Places. Camelot, a notorious tent city atop Arthur's Seat. The population of this place is difficult to estimate because of the transient tenure of most residents. Due to concerns about crime from local residents in the nearby neighbourhoods of Duddingston and Meadowbank, the City Council has made several attempts to clear Camelot, but with limited success. Dundas House. Designed by the architect Sir William Chambers and completed in 1774, this neoclassical building, located at 36 St Andrew Square in the New Town, was once the headquarters of the Royal Bank of Scotland. It remains the bank's corporate address and simultaneously serves as the headquarters of the Society of Skeptical Inquirers. Everywhere, the. This realm is a non-place beyond the ordinary world. It is where deceased souls go before they can move on. Only a few among the living can reach and navigate it safely. His Majesty's Slum, Hermiston. This slum is located on farmland in the southwest of Edinburgh. It runs from the city bypass along the M8. The dwellings are a higgledy-piggledy assortment of trailers, caravans, shipping containers, garden sheds, etc. Other place, the. Little is known about this realm in the astral plane, but wayward spirits can be expelled there. It is believed there is no return for them from it. Realms beyond, the. Lying beyond the event horizon of the astral realms, these represent a higher dimension currently out of the reach of contemporary magical practice. Though much has been speculated about them, little empirical evidence exists to prove or disprove their existence. Royal Bank of Scotland. Established in 1727, the RBS is a major